to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time, and hello, and welcome to this Sip episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
You know, that's a fact. You know, they're starting to run reruns of the old Nashville show. Nobody wants to see that a second time.
No, no. They just want to see
that. I would watch Hee-Haw again, though.
Well, but that's not on our time slot.
Yeah, so we win.
Yeah, we win.
I miss Hee-Haw.
You would.
Kenny Rogers' wife was on there. When what's his name? Bruce Jenner, when he was still Bruce Jenner, his girlfriend was on there.
Oh, unbelievable talent in that show.
Oh, there was some talent on that show.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here. I like the dripping sound in the basement today.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. It's always an excitement to be here today. I'm particularly excited about today's offerings.
Yeah, good old boy, Justin.
So thankful no windows today. Love the dark.
Like a mushroom.
The dark
keep
side.
You in the dark and feed you poop. Yeah. And good old boy, Harmy.
I'm not as sexually affected by the whiskey as Maury is, clearly, but it's a good lineup.
He is putting on the sexy voice, isn't he? He's trying. That's his sexy voice?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Yeah.
I am aroused by today's selection.
I am very aroused.
Thank you.
Patrick Stewart does it the best.
All right, well, it's a record. We're what, 1 minute, 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
We're in the toilet.
Yeah. Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing on this episode today. So we have four whiskeys from Union Horse. We have the Union Horse Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Union Horse Straight Rye Whiskey, Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-Grain Whiskey, and Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey. And from Jack Daniel's, we have four. We have the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Oloroso Sherry Cask Finish.
Turn his mic off so you don't hear the moans.
The Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice-Barreled Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey.
Yeah. I told you. Told you to turn the mic off.
He's making the sexy voice. The Jack Daniel's Twice-Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey. And the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Barrel Proof Rye Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
We're going to have two more.
Oh, my God. Well, brace yourself.
While Maury sits there and humps his leg. So.
I looked at this lineup today, and it made my day. One sip.
I thought that was Reagan for a minute. Okay.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, and he's talking to the chair ears.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Sounds like I'm at the dentist. It's like, okay, spit. Yeah.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I think Clint's falling asleep.
I'm just marveling how close that is to Ronald Reagan. A bad Clint Eastwood is very close to a bad Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both from California. So, yeah, and they're both old. And one's a little older. One's a little older than old.
They stopped counting for a while.
Yeah.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Clint Eastwood sleep apnea.
That's it. Yeah.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I think Clint Eastwood would be embarrassed by that one. And remember, he's also the guy who made Bronco Billy. So it takes a lot to embarrass him. I mean, he made 500 movies. One of them's got to be, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
500?
Probably, you know.
He's got a like 60-year, 70-year career.
Bronco Billy? No.
What is he, like 90
now? Every Which Way But Loose? Awesome. Clyde the Monkey? Awesome. You know, but Bronco Billy? Not so much.
Is Every Which Way But Loose was what spawned BJ and the Bear?
Yes.
Sure, I'll go with that. I think so. Yeah. Sure, why not?
We have him to thank for that.
Yeah. Greg Evigan? What's wrong? You got a problem with Greg Evigan? Oh, don't make me get up and cross the room.
I've compared every career choice to BJ and the Bear, and none measures up to driving a truck with a monkey.
That's true.
Well, not even close.
Well, you're a guy, okay? I mean, we're guys.
Uh-huh.
Everything that the Three Stooges ever did is pure brilliance, and women don't understand it. And right. We're all entertained by monkeys.
Yes.
If I brought a monkey into a room with 500 guys, every single guy would go there, and every one would go, I don't get it. Yeah. No. It's just a genetic thing. It's just how we're wired. Anything with monkeys is cool.
Yeah.
Have you tried Howler Monkey? Monkey Howler, whatever that new banana-flavored whiskey is that they advertise on the UFC?
We sell the hell out of it.
Really? Oh, people like it?
I've tasted it. It's not... If you're looking for something like that, peanut butter, banana, whatever...
It's just banana, right?
I think there's a... Maybe I'm thinking of another one. There's a peanut butter
screwball
banana.
Screwball is peanut butter.
Screwball?
No, there's another one that's a peanut butter banana.
Maybe I don't know which one that is, but Howler Head is banana.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back on
Fake
track.
Banana.
So
we're not doing a flavored whiskey show, thank God. So let's do the real stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about some actual whiskey. So
the moment the world has waited for.
Brent, take it away.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. So this first one is the Union House Distillery. It's a family-owned and operated... Union Horse Distillery.
Horse House, it's all the same.
Well, on
friends.
The page it says Union Hose because you left the R out.
So it's this operated distillery in Kansas City, Missouri, and was founded in 2010. It's a master distiller, Patrick Garcia, and his three siblings. A true grain-to-glass operation from milling the finest quality Midwest grains and distilling in their custom 500-gallon combination pot still to barreling and bottling. Everything is done in-house and by hand. Each bottle is hand-numbered and signed by the Union Horse Master Distiller and co-founder. So this first one is the Union Horse Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's barreled at 55% ABV or 100 proof, and it's aged 5+ years and non-chill filtered. It's colored. It's a nice copper penny color to it. The nose, I get some vanilla, a nice little light pepper note to it. It's a very soft, subtle nose on the palate. It's just creamy, just a creaminess. It's got its cherry, a white pepper, a vanilla. Just nice, really nice coating on your mouth there. Nice. It's very light, very subtle. Everything is nice to it. It's just a pleasant the little bourbon.
You know, I really agree with you, Brent. I thought that it was, there were no flaws.
No, but
it was beautiful.
The only flaw I think is the finish is really, really short.
Short. But that's not a flaw. That's just a characteristic. Yeah. But I would say that the whiskey was delicious. It was well made. I like to use my proverbial phrase. It's an all day sipper. You could definitely sip on this all day long. It's beautiful. It's light. It's not heavy. It's not cloying. It's not in any one niche. It's just a... It's a beautiful entry level, implies that it may be just lower bottom shelf, but this is a nice bourbon for somebody who just wants to learn about bourbon, get into the whiskey world, and just sit back, relax, and
even if you already know about bourbon, this is a nice sipper, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, but it's an easy introductory bourbon for newbies, but it's a beautiful all day sipper for experienced bourbon drinkers.
This is one that's not going to burn them. You know, like some of these people get turned off by this, like, oh, it's burned my throat, you know, or something like that, which some of us kind of.
No, it's
love
gorgeous.
That, you know?
It's really, really, you know, easy drinking.
Yep. Justin, what do you think?
So on the nose, I got like some minty and creme de menthe notes. On the palate, I thought it was creamy also, like Brent said, and lightly woody. And the finish, for me, it wasn't short, but it was just one note wood. But pleasant. What'd you think, Harm?
Well, I agree with actually both you and Brent here, because for me, the mint wasn't on the nose, but more on the palate. Mm. The creaminess was there, but you've got that light mintiness. I got a little more cherry than vanilla and pepper than you got as well. And the woodiness comes through as chocolate for me a little bit, but the finish is a little short. Other than that, it's a great everyday sipper.
Right, yeah, but that's like not said, a flaw. That's just a characteristic.
Yeah. It's an everyday good sipper.
Well, the nice thing about the Union Horse whiskeys is you can actually afford to drink them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're not expensive. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, $70, $80, $100. So.
Well, that's kind of what's turning into the business is that they're buying... All these like craft distilleries are buying secondary, and they're paying that price. Then they have to jack up the price, you know, for what they do to it, and you know how they're changing it and whatever. So,
but if you're making it like they are, you can afford to sell it at a reasonable price.
Yes,
and if you make a good, solid, decent whiskey, you know you can afford to actually buy it and drink it.
Yes.
And so, what states is this Union Horse available in? Do we know?
Well, I couldn't tell you because I don't work there, but it's fairly widely available from what I believe. So
no one's approached me with it yet, but I'll ask around if we get it in Florida.
Well,
I think the packaging is beautiful. It's really nicely packaged. It looks like an upscale whiskey based on the packaging.
Oh yeah.
And the bottle doesn't the fluid doesn't disappoint.
Right, all their bottles are nice. They're a rectangular shape, but they're
heavy, they're square, they're classy. The they got corks.
They squeak when you open them.
I wish people would just get away from natural cork, though. There's no reason to have natural cork in whiskey.
Oh, come on.
I've had tainted bottles. There's no reason to have natural
cork. There you go. See?
The squeaks when you open cork. It.
I love a fake cork.
Use synthetic cork. You'll never have TCA taint.
Or a screw top.
But the amount of whiskeys that get TCA taint compared to wine is minuscule.
I've never heard you complain about taint in my life.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Union Horse straight bourbon whiskey. So you were complaining about cork, as usual.
You've had corked whiskey. I've had corked vodka.
Oh, I have.
Come on. There's no vodka. Reason to taste it.
But there are a lot of people that make a living doing it in Portugal, cutting the cork trees and stuff. I don't want to be the guy putting them out of business, so, you know.
I don't know. You can, there's always going to be need for cork for good wine.
But, yeah, I mean, cherries on the nose, vanilla, a little bit of char, some butterscotch.
Are we still talking about the same first whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got cherries. You guys didn't. Yeah. So Bob did too.
I was a little really overly impressed by the cherries.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, like buttered brown sugar, a little bit of mint.
That's exactly what I got.
Again, solid whiskey. I think a very good effort. Union Horse straight bourbon whiskey. We're going to be rating you a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Union Horse Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 46.5% alcohol by volume, or 93 proof. This expression is handcrafted from 100% rye mash and barreled at a proof of 110 and aged up to 5 years in new Missouri oak. I found the color to be light. It had a classic rye profile on the nose and heavy woody rye on the palate. And the finish was medium and slightly tannic for me. What did you think, Maury?
I thought it was a beautiful description, Justin. I agree that there was a little bit of bitterness and tannin on the finish that I wasn't overly excited about. Up front, I thought it was nice. It had a lot of things you described. It was mouth coating. It was beautiful. It's well made. It was definitely, for me, not quite as balanced as the first whiskey. The first one was an all-day sipper. This one is a little more interesting, but it just needs a little something. I'm not sure
what... It'd be good in a rye Manhattan.
Exactly. This would be nice in a cocktail, but not perfect for a straight sipper. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah, so on the palate, the one thing this reminded me of is that, you know, you poured yourself a cherry Dr. Pepper, and you had it over ice. And then you kind of fell asleep. Yeah, you fell asleep.
You woke up the TV going, psh.
You know, I don't know if you've been awake this century, some but the TV hour. Doesn't do that much anymore.
Some weird hour in the morning.
It is. It is. And it's
Bob,
just
Bob
like.
Bob doesn't go in for that cable stuff. Say, well, he's back on the antenna. Right. So that's,
damn right.
He gets, psh.
Yeah.
You I got don't.
37 pounds of aluminum foil, baby.
Yeah.
You still. I'm old school.
You still got a little bit of a dry mouth. You're like, well, I'm still going to have a drink of it. And that's kind of what it reminded me of. I mean, there's some other flavors in there, but it reminded me of that cherry Dr.
That
Pepper.
Nose, yeah. Yeah. It definitely had a cherry Dr. Pepper.
See, both of you guys had me convinced. You and Bob had me convinced. But coming back to it, that Dr. Pepper flavor is gone. Kind of taste it again.
It did.
I didn't get it in the palate. I got it in the nose.
Okay.
On the nose, even deep,
that, I'm getting more orange peel.
In deep,
orange,
I get it.
Yeah, I'm getting the dill.
There's not that Dr.
There's
Pepper,
a little bit of dill too.
Yeah. That flat Dr. Pepper thing was transient. I don't think it's there anymore. But you almost had me convinced.
Yeah, hand me the bottle back.
You gotta pour some more. Pour a fresh one.
I think this needs a jar of pickles,
man. Although you know,
everything needs a jar of pickles.
As we say in my house, roll tide and. There's nothing wrong with a flat Dr. Pepper because we've all had that.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
There's definitely. I mean, I still get the flat Dr. Pepper on the nose, and I definitely get the dill on the top note.
Yeah,
it's not a. You know, I mean, they're making their stuff, so you know this isn't Indiana, but you know you get that dill with a lot of
normal with rye. And depends on the age. Mm. 4 to 5 years, I think you get more dill than we get older rye.
Well, like Missouri doesn't get that cold and they don't get that hot. So it kind of tastes like that.
But on the palate, you know, you get that black pepper note. I still get a little bit of that Dr. Pepper note.
Yeah. I mean, Missouri is still kind of on the same kind of plane as Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Southern North.
A little bit of sweetness on the back palate, too. So. It's definitely interesting. What do you think, Maury?
Well, like I said, it's well balanced, it's nice, and I've enjoyed it. But like I said, a little more tannic than the previous offering. Yep.
Harm, you got anything to add?
I've been adding to it. Yeah. I'm done. Let's give it a rating.
You're done.
Rate it up.
We got 8 whiskeys to go through, boy. Let's do this.
Well, we're gonna be giving the Union Horse straight rye whiskey a well deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And that takes us to our next one from Union Horse. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Why, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-Grain Whiskey, clocking in at 46% ABV. And for Justin and those who are mathematically challenged, that equates to 92 proof. This is made from a mash of barley, wheat, corn, and rye, aged no less than 18 months. Long time. In both new and used Missouri oak barrels. So this is an interesting whiskey. Again, it's got a similar copper penny color to it. It's got a really nice nose. The nose just is really interesting and fun and playful.
It's barley. It's really, you smell barley.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
It's trying to figure out why it's so unique.
It's not scotchy, but the barley comes out, and I'm getting a little buttercream as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for clarifying the nose. The palate's nice. It's viscous. It's mouth coating. It has a medium finish. Again, a beautiful whiskey. I think it's extremely well made. It does not taste as young. I must admit, I put it to my lips thinking 18 months. Oh my God.
Right. That's what you're thinking.
It tastes mature.
Yeah.
It is mature well beyond its years. And I think it's delicious. I think you should ignore the age statement and enjoy it. Harm, what'd you think?
I agree with you. You said it well. You said it pretty much all.
It's no less than. They don't say that it's 19. They don't say it's 27.
It's barely legal.
So,
but if they're saying that, you know, it's not 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not 5 years old, but it actually, like you said, it tastes mature.
Yeah,
and it smells a little bit light. That barley note with the I got like buttercream frosting. There's a little bit of muddled fruit. I just can't figure out what it is. Do you know what it is, Brent?
No,
I'm getting some light lemon
light pepper, but I mean, I had, you know, the one thing that these were all have in common is that we don't have any of those young notes to it. They're all very mature.
Yeah, there's none of that green, that green wood thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's none of that going
I'm
on.
I'm getting a little bit of the citrus that Justin's getting. I'm picking up maybe like a little bit of lime.
But that's more on the palate to me than on the nose.
I'm getting more on the nose than the palate.
Like the lime is hitting like the side of my tongue.
Mm.
I have that in my mouth there. Mm. Mm-mm. I hate to be spitting today, but I've got nasty acid reflux from last night.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got some Tums you can have.
Mm-hmm. I already did the Alka-Seltzer before I got here.
The other interesting thing was that this one and the first one were made at 92 proof, and then the second one was made at 93 proof. It's kind of like, why did they add that extra 1% if they were like going with a, you know, it was just interesting to look at and notice, you know, it was one of those things that you say.
I guess, the guy, the blender or the bottler is deciding on the proof, I guess.
You know, yeah, but it's just, it's, you know, you think, this is Brent. 92, 92, and then
Brent's complaining he got one less proof of alcohol is what he's doing.
Well, of course, that's I'm complaining about that.
Every half point matters, pal.
Yeah. Leave him alone.
The demons go away on their own. You know, come on.
One thing I want to note, the finish on this is with air and water has gotten quite a bit longer than it was initially.
Yeah.
But it's still medium.
Yeah.
It was short.
It's coming. It's medium. Going in medium to medium long now.
Okay. That's fair. I'll give you that.
This is just a nice whiskey, it's a nice whiskey. It's nothing. You can't find anything wrong with it.
Well, here's the thing: we're notoriously not 4-grain whiskey guys. Most 4-grain whiskeys we're not big fans of. I mean, Law's Whiskey House makes fantastic 4-grain. I think we've all enjoyed that.
I don't think you guys have had the Hard Truth 4-grain yet. That's fantastic as well.
I've had it, but we haven't done it on the show.
Yeah. But Bob's right. As a general sweeping,
we're not a 4-grain.
Exactly. Usually 4-grains
again.
Are just
like
weird.
There's the outliers. There's that. There's Outlaws and everything they make out in Colorado, which is fantastic. But we're not big 4-grain guys. This is a really good 4-grain, which just shows you can make good 4-grain.
Yeah, I would like to taste this a little older. Just a little older.
Oh, yeah. Give this another 2 or 3 years in a barrel. I think this is going to be fantastic.
I mean, it's really nice right now.
Yeah, it's really nice. You pour this, I'll drink it. I'm happy with this one.
Oh, I just think a couple more years will give it more viscosity. And even though the proof might be higher, it won't taste as hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think just a couple more years.
I think you might get a little more mouthfeel out of it, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, to me, it's just the nose is sweet. I get that little bit of lime in the back. Mm. And I want to say it has a typical 4-grain palate, but it's not typical. And the fact that if you hand this to me, I'm going to go, that's a 4-grain, but it's a really well-done 4-grain. It's creamy. I get some fruit in it. I get some pepper in it.
They don't tell us the percentage on the mash bill, do they?
It's got a nice. I don't have the mash bill. No, it's got a nice sweetness.
They balanced
it
so well.
I'm with Harm. I think the finish is going medium to medium long at this point for me. I think with air, the finish is actually getting a little bit longer.
See, I think what I don't like about most 4-grains is they use too much wheat or something. The wheat throws it off.
Yeah, maybe
they handled the wheat and the barley really well here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean this one's really tasty. So, we're going to be giving the Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-grain whiskey 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, Bob, why don't you tell us about the next one?
No.
Okay, well then we'll move on.
So our next one is the Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey. So.
Here's your proof, boy.
Look at you, Brent. He's grinning.
No, but I'm just saying that I was just noticing that they were 92, 93, 92. Like, why were they not all the same? That's all good. But go on, Bob. Go on.
Well, this is handcrafted from a 100% rye mash bill, barreled at 110 proof and aged in new Missouri oak, bottled uncut and unfiltered. Again, always something that we always enjoy.
56.15 ABV. Yeah,
56.15, 112.3 proof. So on the nose, the first thing that jumps out to me is the mint. A little bit of that, just a slight bit of the dill under the mint. A little brown sugar, like buttered brown sugar. And on the palate. On the palate, it's very front palate for me.
Very front.
Very, very front palate. Teeth, tip of the tongue. That wood tannin definitely comes out. Definitely get a good bit of the barrel char. You know, your standard rye profile, a little bit of that spice, a little bit of that pepper, a little bit of that dill. Yeah, I like this one. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, you get on the palate, I get that spiciness right up front, a big kick of like the pepper and clove up there along with the wood tannins, and it's really nice. The downfall is it doesn't cover your entire palate, yeah. but you enjoy it so much on the front of your palate that it doesn't really matter. You still got that really nice long finish to it. Gosh, they're doing it right. I mean, I don't know what to say about it because it's really enjoyable.
Just needs age. Age will bring that mid palate back. Wow, right?
Yeah, if this thing went all back the way on the back, palate, right. this thing would be at least another point and a half, maybe for me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good whiskey.
I'm a little contrary to Brent. I don't get all that upfront spice and stuff. To me, it's a light whiskey. It's an easy sipper. It's a lot like number
one.
Did
you pour the right one?
Yes, I did.
That's light.
It burned my nose hairs.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He switched I was two expecting and four.
More. No, I was expecting a lot more. It's a barrel proof.
Hand him the correct bottle.
give him the correct bottle. Make sure he's got the right one.
Yeah.
It didn't taste. It didn't drink like the proof was.
Dump that out and pour this one.
All right, let's dump it out and let's try it again. But honestly, I liked it, but I just was expecting more spice, more of everything at barrel proof.
And well, remember when we were passing the bottles, they got out of order, and remember where they got out of order?
I got them in order from Brent, and I can't vouch for what.
Try that and see what you think.
It's delicious, but I don't get a lot of that spice.
Seriously.
I think it's a light, easy going.
Justin, do you agree with him? Are we going to have to ostracize you both?
No. On the nose.
Just you. You're Sean Damari.
On the nose, I got like absinthe, cream soda, wood. On the palate on this one, it was a big rye hit and spearmint chewing gum. And the finish was long and hot for me.
I like the spearmint chewing gum note.
Yeah, that was
that's a good note.
That was a good note.
But it was long and hot, the finish.
Long and hot, baby.
I thought the finish was better than the nose. Like, to me, it burned my nose hairs.
Yes, it definitely burned.
What are you implying?
On the nose. I agree.
On the palate, it's a good burn. On the palate, it's not overly hot. I think it's great.
No, I thought it was light on the palate. Maybe just too many high proof whiskeys today.
But. Yeah, you're burned out, dude. Mm. I added water to it. It's still hot enough for me. It's fine. So
Maury's been partying like a rock star for 2 weeks.
He's
been drinking that no gasoline
there.
Drinking betadine in the OR when he's working. Explains why his tongue's all orange. So
Hill Barreto, here I come.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. Well, I didn't go to Carmine's yet.
No.
So what are we going to rate this one?
Well, we're going to rate the Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves higher, but
yeah,
whatever.
Well,
there's some dissension among us.
No, but they were all They were all good.